And we are back. This is the Student Radio Marathon here on CKUW 95.9 FM. We are turning the airways over till 3 o'clock to students here at the University of Winnipeg. Right now, you were just hearing from Steve Bates and his new record, All Things That Happen, just recently came out. Some excellent ambient experimental music. But we have our next person in the studio. Hello, good day. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, thank you so much. My name is Fabrice, and I'll be here today. Yeah.
Yeah, so tell me a bit about what you wanted to come on here to talk about.
Right. So I have a lot of things to talk about. For example, things like sciences, things like matters of faith, evolution. Yeah.
Excellent. Right. So are you a science student?
Yes, I like to study science a lot and read many research papers. That's what I like to do on my part time.
Very good. Just move the mic a little bit so it's a bit closer to your face. There you go. That's a bit better. Yes. All right. So science and faith and all that. That's interesting subject. So maybe we'll just let it go over to you. You got some things you want to say. So
right. Yeah. So thank you so much for this opportunity. I think many times when I study science, it changes my perception and how I view things. I remember when I was a young boy, I used to hold on to many, many things like beliefs. Then when I began to study, like you begin to study things like which, like they are counteractive, like they counter many things which, you know, you grew up to believe. And at a certain point, I was asking, my goodness, what's happening to me? But, you know, I then began taking some time sitting down and studying a lot. But I can say that even what I'll be saying here is not definite. The whole knowledge is not like I have all. Because, you know, the problem today that we face today is the tendency to think that we have already figured out everything. That way we make our minds, we stop learning. So it's important when we know that this is something certainly we know, we continue to study about it. But you know, when you look at many people who believe in evolution and faith at the same time, they find it so difficult to reconcile the two matters. They're like, how can I have faith and believe in evolution at the same time? But you know, I can say that if you look at all those two matters, it's not like they contradict each other. It's that, you know, one is science, one is religion, obviously. But you know, sometimes, you know, people go to extremes where, you know, you find someone, when you want to correct them a problem, you go to an extreme, and that way we enter into extremism. But I would say that sometimes, you know, people assume that we have already figured out everything, evolution. But you know, there are even some couple of problems that I find with evolution, even though, you know, I know that some part of it is true, some parts of it is not true. For example, you hear people boasting and saying that, you know, what makes us humans is that, you know, what makes us so intelligent today is of evolution. But you know, we have not even yet figured out how Egyptians used to build pyramids. We don't know even how they did them. We are like, okay, what has made us so wise, and we can't figure out so trivial matters like this. But you know, what's important is this, to realize this, that to assume that, you know, people who believe in God or a supernatural being, that it's a very silly matter. It's in itself is being like thinking like child, like a child play way of thinking. Because if you look at many matters of, for example, abiogenesis, like you cannot, many synthetic chemists like Dr. James Todd, has said previously that, you know, it's hard for us to look at how the prebiotic world was and try to simulate it in our labs, because like the prebiotic earth did not have the ability to turn off and turn on reactions, or we did not have the ability to buy some purely synthesized chemicals. There are many impurities there, you know, which if we look at yield, how many yields do you have? But, you know, all that is just concepts which are very hard to underline in regards to that. But that is to say that today our environment is changing, our world is changing, the way we think is changing, we have a lot of things changing, all of it together. That means that we call what we should have is tolerance, or maybe not, you know, try to be defiant and say, well, we have figured everything, but trying to find, okay, what is lacking here, what is lacking here, what is lacking here, and find acceptance, you know, to accepting everybody. And this environment of ours is becoming very, very perplexing, because when you look at how things are going, not in a good way that would wish certainly things to be. But, you know, I would say that for me, I don't find matters of faith and science at the same time like contradicting. I find them complementing each other. The problem is when we go to an extremes where we try to think, okay, here we have figured it all, you know, there is no room for this, that becomes a problem. But when we expand our minds to say, okay, we want to learn, this is evidence we have, but let's seek out more, that becomes good enough than saying, okay, you know what, we have this, this is a fact, if you say anything contrary to this, it's a stupid idea. I remember one guy, I think I was telling him about science, and he told, you know, when I used to believe so much in evolution, and he said to me, because I suppose that, you know, believing in a supernatural being in itself was so ridiculous, and he said to me, well, you see what you believe that some couple of millions years ago rocks fell, we don't know where they came from, space, and torrential rains, millions of torrential rains rained upon it, and some organic compounds came off there, then we evolved from maybe soup. So, which is more ridiculous than the other? But, you know, even in regards to that saying, molecules, we have never seen molecules molecules evolve. Molecules don't go towards life. They don't know even where they are going. Even when reactions are happening, it's not like they have their goal intended. They have to be an outward force acting on the reaction to channel them. And because molecules, they don't know what they are doing, they just go. And if they go on for million years, then there's a problem. They cannot. How can they come back to that and say, okay, we're going to correct that? So which tells you that there are many perplexing questions in regards to that, and there are many perplexing questions which in regards to process cooker. But what I would say very important is that questioning the existence of God is not a question of itself, a logical question, because the moment you say God, you remove rational thought, because God is not some random chemicals that you can put in a test tube and say, well, we're going to test out and find it. If it's A and B, because if he exists out of this world, that means no rational thought can search him out. So God cannot be discovered by science. That's why, you know, you cannot find evidence for it. Simply by saying, well, I don't believe God because there is no enough evidence for it, you cannot have evidence of it, evidence of him, because he is outside the material space. So anything material in attempt to find him would be futile. That means only God can be revealed to you. You cannot search him. He can be only revealed to you. No chemicals, no amount of evidence you can look at. He would have, because he exists out of the realm of space, time, and matter. That means he has to come himself and reveal himself to you, not searching him out. So the problem is, we don't say, okay, well, there's not enough evidence for me to believe in a big creator. You know, there have to be evidence for me to see tangible or testable hypothesis. And I'm very gracious about science, because science, it tests out theories and proves them, and you know, all that, it's good, but it cannot go beyond explaining the natural. When we go beyond the natural, science fails, and that's where, you know, we need to realize that, yeah, science is good, but you know, that there is this particular force acting outside, we can't see him with our scientific equipments and test tubes and chemicals, and you know, that's very, very important.
Well, you know what? That's a lot of interesting stuff to chew on there. So one question I have for you, more of a personal question. So do you view it, when you're talking about matters of like faith and religion, and then you're talking about matters of science, do you think of it as that you have two different ways of seeing things? So that's what I'm kind of picking up, is that there's the material, like this is a desk, yeah, this is this, but there's also a realm that is perhaps unknowable to us. And so do you have, is it sort of like different ways of seeing, like you have different, like with certain eyes you're picking up on certain things, is that kind of, is that how you would describe it, or is it a different way of how you're kind of, how you would, because it seems like to me you have two different kinds of sets of eyes, yeah, in a way.
Yeah, right. I see like science like is a set of view one, but I don't see like them like different. I think science deals with its own respective field, and faith deals with its own respective field. But in between them, like when you draw a Venn diagram, there is a relationship in between them. So it's not like they are two differing views, but it's that science deals with a certain particular viewpoint, a certain, it has its own category, and faith its own category, but all of them, they can overlap at the same time. They can correspond and complement each other.
Hmm. Yeah, very interesting, and I appreciate the perspective, because you're you know, I think a lot of people would always say these two, science and religion, are sort of opposed. Although, yeah, I never really thought that, because there's a lot of connection between that. You know, in terms of people who, you know, if you look at who developed a lot of science and mathematics, they were from the Muslim world, yeah, right?
Absolutely.
That's where we have a lot of that stuff from.
Yeah.
And I always think of Kurt Vonnegut's joke where he said, if you think Muslims are stupid, try doing long division with Roman numerals, right?
Yeah.
You know, so going back to it, there is like kind of an extreme, almost extreme atheism out there, which I don't think is as popular as it was,
right,
a decade or 15 years ago, but it certainly was a strain there for a while.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the fact that you're saying, well, there's these two different realms, and you're actually, it's like they're related, but they're not the same thing. We can't interrogate matters of faith in a test tube necessarily.
Yeah,
that's basically what you're saying.
Absolutely. And you know, the problem today is people who study science, they would enter into a very slippery slope by saying, "Well, you know, we have figured out everything." And I think from a famous written book by I think Richard Dawkins, which called God, the delusion of God. You know, saying, "Okay, you know what? We have figured out everything. So God is a fad. Is just a figment of people's imagination." In its own, it's a merry, like, I don't know how I can call it, because you know, science has its own problems, and the religion has its own problems. So you cannot take the problems of science and say, well, because of this I don't believe in science. And we know solidly that, yeah, science proves the things. Science gives us evidence for something, but also science does not prove other things, which gives us theories, but we can rely on it definitely. And we know that even religion answers questions, it gives us some evidence for things. But you know, yeah, some people would say, I know even this statement is lacking in its own to say that, because you know, you have no evidence to prove some things of religion. But to say, okay, you know what, we don't understand the religion, so there's no way to test it and, you know, prove it, so it's futile. That way, you know, we are entering a very slippery slope of assuming that we have infinite knowledge about everything. You know, because, you know, for you to claim, for us to say, well, you know, I would say, you know, that if you don't believe in God, I don't view you and say, well, look at that guy, doesn't know. But the problem is, if I look at you and say, well, you are dumb by not saying there's no God, no, I won't look at you like that. But I would say, what prevents you from thinking that there's an external force acting on this material world? Then you say, well, there's no evidence enough for it. I'm like, man, you cannot get evidence for it, because it's a realm that exists outside the material world. It's a realm outside test tubes, chemical components, and the labs and everything. That means that faith, religion, are different but corresponding matters, with which, you know, we should not be high-minded ourselves. For example, even some religious person go to an extent of saying, well, science is sometimes, you know, some people, they think science is satanic. To say that, they'll say, yeah, no, that stuff, man, that stuff, no, don't, that stuff is not godly, is not. But, you know, I don't think, the thing that I think is, it's where we just be humble and say, here is what we know, here is what we don't, and not enter into a state of defiance and say, well, we have it, this is the truth, if you don't know this and accept it, it's its own false. You know, that's where the problem comes in.
Right. Well, I very appreciate you coming on to talk about this. I honestly didn't know what to expect. I saw your little what you wanted to talk about, and I thought, well, I don't know what this is going to be, so we'll see how it goes, but I really appreciate what you're saying. So do you have some music here for us right now?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to play a song called Grace to Grace by Hillsong.
Okay, that's right now on the Student Radio Marathon here on CKW 95.9 FM. And we are here with the Student Radio Marathon here on CKW 95.9 FM. And we have our guest here today talking about matters of science and faith and all sorts of other very fascinating commentary. Just a couple minutes here, just your parting thoughts here.
Right. Thank you so much, the host. I don't know what, if it's the host, the organizer of the radio show, and the opportunity also to come on and speak. It has been fun. And also, I think when I received the email, said you should come with a script. Right now, I'm like, I appreciate the value of having a script. It really organizes your thought. I think that's a takeaway, a lesson today I have. Right. All right. So, closing remarks. By name, I'm Fabrice, and I'm excited to be here, and I would love to be here many more times. And yeah, that's Fabrice, that's all I have just to say in closing.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. Very much appreciate what your contribution today. And yeah, we're going to go back into a bit more from Steve Bates, just released his album here, More, and then in a little bit the Student Radio Marathon will be continuing here on CKW 95.9 FM.